Today, we're diving deep into a domestic challenge that I'm sure many of you can relate to, organizing the Tupperware cupboard, and yes, that dreaded space in the kitchen that's supposed to keep our food storage containers in check, but instead often ends up as a chaotic jumble of lids and bowls. I'll be sharing five secrets that you can implement today and tame that Tupperware tangle. Hey, my friends. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Mamas podcast. I'm Blanca Gertson, and I'm your host and the founder and creator of the Dinner Ninja program and the 5-Meal Method. I'm so excited you're here. In this podcast, we'll be talking all things dinner and meal planning. I'll share my quick and fun meal planning method to get her done in under 30 minutes per week without stress or overwhelm. I'll be sharing time and energy saving hacks to restore your sanity and my personal weekly meal plans to inspire you and keep you in the meal planning game. So, if you're ready to change your dinner time rush, crush your meal planning in this scary, not so scary meal planning journey, then girlfriend, grab a coffee and let's dig in. Hey, beautiful mamas. Welcome to the Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast, episode 37, Taming the Tupperware Tangle and 5 Secrets to an Organized Cupboard. I'm so grateful you are here and hope you're all doing so good. If you listened to my last weekly meal plan episode, you heard me tell you the Tupperware cupboard was a bone of contentment for me, and I promised to share tips to tackle it. The Tupperware cupboard can truly be the Bermuda Triangle of the kitchen. You know what I'm talking about, right? You put a matching container and lid in there, close the door, and when you open it again, whoop, they vanished. Only to find the lid months later under the couch with no sign of matching container or the mysteries of motherhood and Tupperware. Let's face it, having an unorganized Tupperware cupboard can really stir up some emotions. There's frustration when you're running late trying to pack lunches or store leftovers and you can't find a matching list. Or the overwhelm of just opening that cupboard, seeing the mess and deciding, nope, not today. It chips away at our sense of calm and control in our homes, which, let's be honest, as busy moms is something we are all striving to hold on to dearly. Now imagine the flip side, my friends. Opening that cupboard and seeing all your containers and lids neatly stacked and filed. You can quickly find what you need, making meal prep, storage, and cleanup a breeze. It feels like a small victory in the daily challenges of motherhood. A beacon of order and efficiency in the hustle and bustle of family life. It might seem like a small thing, but these little wins and efficiencies add up, giving us more time, less stress, and maybe even a few more moments of precious you time. So, you ready to tackle that Tupperware feast? Let's jump into 5 strategies you can implement right now to bring order to the chaos. Number one, empty and evaluate. Start by taking everything out. Yes, everything. I know it can be a lot. This gives you a clean slate to work with and allows you to see all that you have. It's also the perfect time to match containers with their lids. If they don't have a partner, it might be time to say goodbye. Check the ones that are like stained and, you know, kind of old. Maybe it's time to say goodbye to those ones too. Categorize and contain. Group containers by shape and size. Rectangular ones together, round ones in another group, etc. This makes them easier to stack and store. Use drawer dividers or bins if you're sorting in a drawer. They're game changers, trust me. Use a lid organizer. Lids are the trickiest part, aren't they? A lid organizer can save your sanity. They come in various styles. Some hang on the door, others are racks that sit on the shelf, or I've also just used a simple box or a larger container, and that works just fine too, right? It's about containing the container, or the lids in this scenario, but anyways, I had to throw that in there. Find one that fits your space and say hello to easily finding the lid. Number 4, store sets nested together with lids on. What? For sets that neatly nest together, store them with their smallest components inside. This is brilliant. So you're going to store the smaller ones in the larger ones And here's the trick. With the lids on, this way you grab the whole set at once without having to rummage for lids. I do this all the time and I waste so much time trying to find the lids in a nesting set of bowls. It's annoying. Okay. And number five, implement a one in, one out rule. Finally, to keep that cupboard in check long term, adopt a one in and one out rule. Every time a new container makes its way into your kitchen, ensure an old, less functional one finds its way out. This keeps your collection manageable and functionable. So have you joined the Meal Planning for Busy Moms community yet? Feeling inspired to tackle that Tupperware cupboard and make your kitchen a more joyful, efficient space? You're not alone, my friend. Come share your before and after pictures, tips, and maybe even a funny story or two in our Meal Planning for Moms community. It's a vibrant space with supportive moms just like you, navigating the joys and challenges of feeding and organizing a family. So join us at bit.ly/BusyMamaMealPlanning FB group, and let's make meal planning and kitchen organizing something we can look forward to. So there you have it, my beautiful mama, 5 secrets to taming the Tupperware chaos and turning that cupboard into a neatly organized haven of culinary potential. Remember, tackling this task not only simplifies meal prep, but also cuts down on stress, giving you more time and energy to focus on what truly matters. Enjoy those precious moments with your family. And just as a little bonus tip, maybe set a timer, right? And make it fun. Make it a game and see how fast you can do your Tupperware cupboard. I'm sure you will be amazed. Okay, before we sign off, I just want to send a big shout out to you all, amazing mamas, doing your best every day and showing up. You're incredible and don't you forget it. And I am so proud of you. So thanks again for being here. I am so grateful for you and I appreciate you. I hope you have the most blessed and beautiful week, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Okay, my friend, if this podcast inspired you or taught you something new to crush your dinner time rush or transform your meal planning journey, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could use some support with meal planning. Pop it in a text and say, hey, girlfriend, I think this might be helpful for you. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and leave me a review in iTunes or whatever platform you're listening from so I know that you're loving the show. I'm so grateful for you. And you can follow me at Busy Mama Meal Planning on Facebook to get all the latest tips, tricks, and hacks, or shoot me a DM. Thanks again, and stay blessed and beautiful, my friend. Cheers.